I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, with a little pop quiz for you. What's the number one cause of death for young people? Well, it's not some disease, it's trauma. And recently, the University of Kentucky held a symposium for medical professionals to talk about ways of better handling the problem. It's the topic of this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Greg caught up with Dr. Andrew Bernard, UK professor of surgery, at this year's Trauma Symposium, which was held recently right here in Lexington.
We bring together everyone who's involved in the care of the injured patient, from the first responder, through the EMS, through the emergency rooms, and on to the trauma centers, the trauma operating rooms, even the rehab physicians who see these patients after they leave the trauma centers. We bring everybody together and we talk about the latest in techniques and technology and how to save more lives and improve more lives after injury.
And this is a symposium that really does gather people from all over the state, because regardless of where a person is in that chain, be it the first responder to the physical medicine and rehab physician, we're all in this together trying to take care of those patients.
We are. It's like a family reunion every year. Many of us have worked together for years and years and years, and of course we're always hiring new EMTs, paramedics, new nurses, new emergency physicians and surgeons, and we need to teach them and bring them along. But it is like a reunion every year. We're all like-minded individuals who just love taking care of injured patients, and it's not easy. As you know, it's day, night, 365. It's Christmas Eve, cold of night, rain. The people out there taking care of trauma victims are doing it in all those situations. And we see tough times. We see people often at the lowest points of their lives. We see great tragedy. So it's a stressful job, and it's important that we get together and talk about it. So we're going to cover a lot of the same sort of things that we cover every year. But we have several keynotes. We bring in leading authorities every year, four of them usually, and these are specialists who are national or world leaders in their area, and I'm really excited about the keynotes this year.
Well, I know one of them is from Harvard, and she talked about reaching out to firearms groups in order to prevent suicide.
Catherine Barber is a faculty member in the Harvard College of Public Health. And, you know, the thing about firearms, Greg, regardless of where you are, where one is on firearm ownership, regardless of where your politics are, all of us agree that we need fewer bullet holes in people. Wherever your politics are, we all agree on that. We need fewer people with bullet holes. And that's exactly what Catherine Barber has been focusing on. We have about 730 or so people die every year in Kentucky from firearm injuries, and there are a lot more who are injured, severely injured, permanently injured, who survive. Admittedly, many of those injuries are suicides or suicide attempts. So what Catherine Barber has focused on is the fact that the means by which one commits or attempts to commit suicide matters. And that's the name of that campaign, Means Matter. We know that if you attempt suicide and are unsuccessful, very rarely do you attempt again. So the means by which you attempt makes a big difference. If you attempt with a firearm, you are much more likely to succeed. So the campaign is centered around us being mindful of the fact that our family members, our friends, our peers who may be going through a tough emotional time may be receptive to us saying, hey, I know you're going through a tough time. Why don't I hold on to your shotgun for you, your firearm for you, while you're getting through this tough time, because I'm concerned about you. Mm-hmm. Something as simple as that, and helping remove the means from that individual who's going through a vulnerable time, can prevent a suicide.
And I think a lot of people are under the misapprehension that they can't mention self-harm to a person because that will put the idea into their head. And yet, we both know it can be very liberating for someone who is depressed or who is thinking of self-harm to actually know that other folks see them and care for them.
Absolutely. We never hear, never heard this, that you that somebody mentioned suicide and somebody went and did it. But how often have you heard, I had no idea. Yeah. I didn't even know they were thinking this. He seemed like he was totally fine, that this came out of nowhere. We hear that very commonly, though. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Are there any, you know, you and I have been around the block a time or two. Are there any recurring themes that will come up or have come up at the symposium that you've seen again and again throughout your career that you wish you could modify or change?
Unintentional injury in children. Mm-hmm. I'm not a pediatric surgeon, Greg, but unfortunately Kentucky is among the highest in the nation in deaths in children at the hands of others. We have a serious child abuse problem in this state, and that's not going away. And we need to figure out how to deal with that, and that's more than caring for them once they're injured. That's minimal. It's way more socially how we deal with this, how we educate people about how to deal with one another, particularly children. That's a recurrent one. Opiates is becoming a recurrent one. We got to manage pain. These patients are all injured. They have broken bones, get operations. We have to figure out a way to manage their pain. But there's a better way in many patients than just using the same old opiate pain medication that we thought was the way to go in the old days. So that's changing a lot. And the firearms, of course. And just generally keeping people safe with the basics. Not driving while intoxicated, not texting and driving, wearing your seatbelt, some basic steps in operating a motor vehicle safely. Those are recurrent themes that I think we need to continue to stress for folks as well.
My thanks today to UK Professor of Surgery, Dr. Andrew Bernard, for talking with me about the recent trauma symposium here in Lexington. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.